This is the third of an eight-part series of apologetics called Foundations of Faith. The word apologetics comes from the Latin word apologia, meaning defense. It contrasts with the word polemics, which directly tries to undermine an opposing view. In a football game, apologetics would be the defensive line and polemics the offense. Fulfilled prophecy is a powerful evidence of biblical truth. No other holy book has it. So, what is the evidence for this astounding claim? The test of a prophet. In the fifth book of the Bible, we find a very simple test of a prophet. If his prophecy comes true, then the prophet is true. If it doesn't, he isn't. If what a prophet proclaims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come true, that is a message the Lord has not spoken. That prophet has spoken presumptuously, so do not be alarmed. Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 22, a few verses earlier, you'll discover that the consequences of false prophecy were rather severe. Hint. False prophets had short lifespans. Prophecies fulfilled. Daniel was an Old Testament prophet who prophesied about 600 BC. In one amazing prophecy, he predicted the coming of four human empires: Babylon, under King Nebuchadnezzar; Medo-Persia, under King Darius; Greece, under Alexander the Great; and Rome, under the Caesars. Read Daniel chapter 2 verses 31 to 45 to see how the four parts of the statue, gold head, silver chest and arms, bronze belly and thighs, and iron legs, symbolize each empire. Isaiah was another Old Testament prophet who prophesied about 700 BC. In Isaiah chapter 53, he predicted in amazing detail how the Messiah would die. This was exactly fulfilled by Christ's sacrifice on the cross 7 centuries later. Many Jewish people have come to faith when they see these 10 specific prophecies fulfilled. Altogether, Jesus fulfilled over 300 Old Testament prophecies about his birth, life, death, and resurrection. One example is the prophet Micah's prediction that he would be born in Bethlehem. "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." Micah chapter 5 verse 2. Another 29 major prophecies were fulfilled by Jesus on the cross. They include predictions that he would be betrayed, that his garments would be divided up by lot, that he would be pierced, and that none of his bones would be broken. Jesus himself pronounced many prophecies. He predicted the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem shortly before he died, about 30 AD. Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings. "Do you see all these things?" he asked. "Truly I tell you, not one stone here will be left on another; everyone will be thrown down." Matthew chapter 24 verses 1-2. This was fulfilled when the Roman general Titus completely destroyed the temple about 40 years later. Prophecies being fulfilled. In the verses following the same passage above, Jesus also made 7 specific prophecies about the end of the world. These include many false prophets, numerous wars, conflicts, famines, and earthquakes. He predicted the increase of religious persecution, spiritual apostasy, and immorality. On the positive side, Jesus predicted that the gospel, good news of his salvation, would be spread around the world. Some may claim that these things have always existed. The difference today is their increased frequency, which leads many believers to sense that human history's climax is getting very close. These are just some of the biblical prophecies relating to the past, present, and future. Fulfilled prophecy is one more evidence that Scripture is true and can be trusted. Rob Weatherby is a retired pastor.